Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. Kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have a listener map. Hundreds of our listeners have gone to map.freetalklive.com, and they've plotted themselves on our worldwide listener map. You can be anywhere in the world and plot yourself there at freetalklive.com. Actually, it's map.freetalklive.com. You can only access it via that that URL. You cannot access it from freetalklive.com at this point, so you have to put the map in front of it to get there. Map.freetalklive.com.
It's still in the beta stage.
Yeah, it's still kind of in the testing stage, but it's working pretty nice. Hundreds of you have added yourself, so add yourself to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com.
I'm a particular fan of the Australians.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I just, you know, I like some of the quotes. And when I first signed up for that map or whatever, I just, you know, I looked, when I first zoomed out, because it starts focused in on the U.S., when I first figured out that you could zoom out, the first person that I clicked on was somebody, I don't remember who, over in Australia, that was just, and it was just funny, because it was a map of the world with a little quote coming out of, you know, the country of Australia saying, "Hey, USA, get your stuff together."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You're right. 800-259-5791. So, quick emails here in regards to one of our last hour's topics, which was In God We Trust. Is Michael Newdow. He's at it again. He has brought another lawsuit in order to remove In God We Trust from our currency. And, of course, he's causing some controversy. Well, Cortain emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and he says, "I carry a permanent marker with me wherever I go. Every paper bill that I get of any denomination gets the words In God We Trust cleanly crossed out with a solid black line before I spend them. I often do this right in front of the cashiers before I give the bills to them, or right after receiving them. Often they ask questions which I'm all too happy to answer."
No doubt.
"Or they accuse me of defacing currency. Of course, it isn't defacing. I would need to be rendering the bills unfit for circulation, and since the change machines still accept them, they're certainly not defaced. Anyway, it's one of my own subtle ways of getting the word out." I guess he means getting the words out, literally. Because I don't know what else, you know, what you're trying to spread with that.
I don't know if it's sad that I found that funny. you know, that would be hard, very hard to do with coins. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that would be difficult to do with coins. You know, you're taking this whole In God We Trust thing real serious if you carry a Sharpie around with you and mark out the...
Yeah, that's a little far for me, too.
Well, no, I stamp all
I like
my
the
bills.
Idea, though.
I yes. stamp all
Yeah, but that's
bills.
An advertising scheme.
Yeah,
you're,
that's
you
true.
Know, you're not trying to...
And by the way...
Maybe he's advertising that idea.
By the way, to just technical note, if you are somebody who writes on currency, if you're someone who stamps money, know this, as long as you don't obscure the serial number...
Right.
And make it totally illegible, then you're in the clear. The only way that you can be accused of actually defacing currency is by mutilating it to the point where you can't read that serial number on it. So,
both of them, right?
Mark away. Yes, both of them, I would presume. Anyway, 800-259-5791. Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. This is your show. Adam in Maryland. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's up?
I want to say that that new Shriner you got up on there, Michelle. Woo.
Yeah. Freetalklive.com, take a look.
We do have some hot Shriners.
Definitely.
It's not a beauty contest.
She's for real, too, man. I wondered about that. When I first saw the picture, I thought, whoa, too hot, can't be real. But she is. She's the real deal.
Right.
Yep.
I looked it over and checked to see if it was Photoshopped. You know, a little funky on the neck area, but, you know, I looked at, I zoomed in, I looked at the pixels. I think it's real.
Okay.
Okay,
so, Adam, what's on your mind?
I was working in a box office over the weekend, and they installed this new security device where if you put your foot under it, it alerts the police in the area. Now, the problem with that device was the person who was working before me wasn't alerted to that, so they set it off about 7 times.
Oh, my gosh.
What
box office? Like, you're selling tickets at a sports stadium or something?
No, this is actually for a college theater, which... I don't know whose idea it was.
Are there a rash of box office robbings there in Maryland?
Absolutely not.
Huh. I wonder what precipitated them installing this new device then.
Paranoia.
Maybe so.
But what I find funny is, you know, not only is it a dumb device, it's dumb because it alerts the cops, and instead of the cops just coming to the college, they called the theater up to see what the problem was. You know? And so not only would the response time be poor, the guy, let's say somebody did rob the place,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and
they would
gag there in the back, and they call the and the robbers like, oh, no, I haven't heard anything about it.
And I'm the crazy one for suggesting putting a 38 in the office.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's definitely the best way to deter crime. No doubt about it.
All right. Oh,
thanks for the
Before I leave, I want to talk about the new nickel that they have out.
Okay. Is it Indian Head,
oh.
right?
No.
No, it's
the
it's
new
the,
nickel
it's Jefferson's classic. Profile with the buffalo.
Classic.
The new profile one that emphasizes the word liberty in cursive. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it's funny that they did that, and they put Thomas Jefferson and the word liberty on the same coin as the buffalo, which the government wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point. Well, I mean, this is something that the politicians do, Adam. I mean, they're great about saying the word liberty and talking about freedom, and heck, even the Republicans still talk about less government from time to time. And it's just all for show. It's all symbolism. And people fall for it.
And, you know, it's straight out of 1984 with the Ministry of Truth, you know, war is peace, liberty right. is enslavement. I mean, it's all, it's double
well, they
speak.
Liberated the buffaloes from
let
their
me,
lives.
Yeah, I was about to say, let me just clarify something. What that coin is saying is that is showing you the government's definition of liberty. If you agree with the government's view of liberty, you will be as free as the buffalo.
Indeed. Adam, thanks for the call.
They used to roam the plains.
Right.
Bam! Bullet in the head.
800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And why were the buffaloes wiped out? Because Indians like to eat them.
Right. We had to starve them of their food.
Yeah. Sick stuff. Man, which, speaking of sick, what's going on in Thailand?
It's a strange story, but, you know, Free Talk Live does try to inform its listeners as best it can.
So this is a travel warning.
This
for
is
Free
a travel warning.
Listeners.
Thai transvestites are often pretty enough to fool tourists and expatriates into taking them home for the night, but the unwary foreigner visitor risks losing his wallet as well as his pride. Thai police warned Monday members of a transvestite gang. Oh my! confessed to concealing strong sedative pills under their tongues and spitting them down the throats of their victims while kissing, causing them to pass out so they can be easily robbed.
Wow.
The confession came from three attractive
Wait
transvestites.
A minute.
What?
That's just weird, man. Wouldn't you feel it going down your throat? Wouldn't you feel them shoving a pill down your throat?
Then
you'd have to be really drunk at that point anyway. Maybe.
Perhaps.
They're doing this in bars, I take it.
Well, they're probably doing anywhere they can get a hold of unwary visitors.
Okay.
Tourists and expatriates, I guess.
Wow.
I don't know. The confession came from three attractive transvestites arrested last week in Bangkok for stealing.
Did the article actually say attractive in front of
Yes, it does.
Interesting.
$7,300 in cash and valuables from Bangladeshi businessman, said police lieutenant.
How much money?
$7,300.
Not bad.
Yeah. The transvestites, fashionably dressed for a night out on the town, approached their victim in a downtown Bangkok nightclub. On November the 7th, he invited them all back to his apartment. Come on back, ladies!
Oh, he took all three of them back.
Apparently, the victim told... Well, you know... If
they are a gang. Gotta stick together.
If three muscular women are willing to come back to your hotel room with you...
Right.
Don't go with them.
No. Well, they're men, so they really didn't even need to go through the whole process of drugging the dude. There's three of them. I mean, they could have taken him.
Well, it leaves him unconscious longer. They have plenty of time
for
a getaway.
And it would be unladylike.
It would be. the victim told police that after they arrived here, he kissed one of them. He felt dizzy and passed out. Woke up 10 hours later to find his cash, watch, mobile phone, and notebook computer had disappeared.
Wow.
One of the suspects confessed to investigators that she concealed a tranquilizer tablet under her tongue, spat it into the mouth of her victim. Well, while they were kissing deeply, the victim quickly passed out.
Wow.
So there it is, your travel warning. Kiss no transvestite in foreign countries.
Was she immune
countries.
To the... How did she not pass out?
She must have just put it in her mouth right before she did it or something.
Maybe.
Very interesting. Be careful over there in Thailand. More Free Talk Live coming up, 800-259-5791.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. We're inside hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for you to make your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, well over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 1,000 people interacting there on a daily basis. It's fun stuff. We got serious issues being discussed, just lighthearted, fun topics. They're all there, freetalklive.com, and totally free, the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Now, we get emails in here all the time. We obviously can't read them all, but some of them make it. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. James emails in. He says, "Hi, guys. Just wanted to present a slightly different perspective regarding a person's rights on private property, specifically pertaining to the Bill of Rights. There's a thread running in the forum at freetalklive.com by Kool-Aid that's about a debate that he had with a kid at school about whether or not a person has the right to free speech while on private property. The consensus was that no person has the right to freedom of speech on private property, based on the fact that the owner of the property makes the rules. Everybody on the BBS seemed to agree with this,
But in my opinion, they would be wrong. In the past, I've heard you talk about how people should be able to set what rules should have to be followed on their own property. I want you to know that I totally agree with that statement. However, I think that Amendments 1 through 10 in the Bill of Rights trumps any rules that you make on your property. Indeed. Let me explain why this would be the case. If, for example, in a free market, every last piece of property was owned, and that's the way it should be, by the way, there shouldn't be any government property.
I agree with this guy, and I'll explain why at the end of this, because I may know where he's going, I may not, but...
He says, and there were no more public or common lands, then potentially every single property owner could say that no one else had the right to free speech on their property, or to bear arms, or the right not to be searched, etc. This would then make it so the rights that are supposed to protect us would cease to exist. Well, first of all, I'll finish this up in a moment, but James, you're off base. The rights that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights are there to protect us from an overreaching government. They're not there to protect you from somebody else who owns a piece of property. We'll explain a little bit more.
Disagrees.
He says, one of the reasons we got away from England and the king was because of things like this happening. Our forefathers knew that if a person, group of people, or a government took over or bought up everything in sight, then all of our rights could be taken away all over again. This is one of the reasons the Bill of Rights had to be put in place. Let me wrap this up by saying that regardless of what I just said, the main rules that a property owner can enforce is the right. The main rules that a property owner can enforce is the right to have whoever they want on their property and the right to also kick them off the property.
Right.
So you may have the freedom of speech, but you might just get kicked out by the owner if you say something he or she doesn't like. Thanks for letting me present this perspective and your thoughts.
He's absolutely right on. Right on. Absolutely.
I say he is, but what's the point of the email? I mean, essentially...
I think he just wants to clarify. I mean, there's probably something going on in the BBS, and he's clarifying something, and I think he's dead on. Absolutely.
Well, now, can you explain what you mean by dead on?
He's dead on. In other words, you always have those rights. Those rights are always with you. However, a property owner always has the right to eject you from their property.
Right.
But you don't lose your rights because of that. I mean, so...
But wait. Now, when it comes to the freedom of speech, I can understand that if you all of a sudden, Johnson, were
you're
to start...
You're making a choice.
If you were to start blurting obscenities, I could very well kick you out of my studio.
Right.
Yes, you have the freedom
but
to
I haven't lost my right of free speech.
Right.
No.
But he doesn't just focus on speech. He's talking about the entire Bill of Rights. He says he thinks... I don't believe you would agree with this statement. He says he thinks that Amendments 1 through 10 in the Bill of Rights trumps any rules you make on your property. And then he goes on.
It does.
No, it doesn't. Because if that was true, then you would not be able to. You would be able to go up to a concert at a big arena while they're searching everybody, and you could say, "Well, I have a Fourth Amendment to be unreasonably or to not be searched. Fourth Amendment right."
And
guess.
You absolutely do, and they absolutely have the right to say, "Well, then you can't come in. See ya."
I guess that's why I don't really even get the point of the email. If he says that that your amendments trump the property rights, okay, your amendments do your rights do trump my property rights until.
But they don't.
Okay, no.
If they trumped them, then you'd be able to walk through security checkpoints.
Wrong, because it's private property. Here's where the argument.
They don't trump anything.
But. Okay, here's... Here's the problem, and here's what you're not taking into account. They do trump everything. When you go onto private property, you are waiving those rights out of respect for that person's property.
Well, Trump's not the right word. Trump is a
It's not trumping. In other words, it's a voluntary thing. It's not a... You still have those rights, but in order to remain on that property, you are politely waiving them.
Right. When you walk into Burger King, it says on the door, no shoes, no shirt, no service. You don't have a right to walk into Burger King without a shirt on.
Now, that's not exactly a great example because, in fact, it's no shirt, no shoes, no service because it's a law. And Burger King may or may not decide to do that on their own.
I'm sorry. No, and this is where I'm going to disagree with you. You do have a right to walk into Burger King with no shirt on. However, they have a right to not allow you on their property. So in other words, yes, you have the right to walk into Burger King without a shirt on, but they also have the right to eject you from their property.
I don't think think right is the correct word here. You have the ability to walk through their door because they have not barred you from doing so. I don't think you have a right at all to go onto anybody's property, because if you put up a fence around your property, you certainly don't have the right to climb over that fence. You might get shot. You have the ability to climb over that fence, if you can indeed climb the fence. You have the ability to open the door. You have the ability to speak on other people's properties, but you don't have a right. A right suggests that it is something that cannot be taken away. And that's the reason why we called them rights, was because those things can't be taken away
even on
government
private
property.
Even on private property, they cannot be taken away. They cannot be taken away ever. For example, list them all off. I mean, you can't just...
Right to bear arms.
Right to bear arms. I'm just, you cannot take
if
away.
If I don't want you bearing arms in my house, you don't have that right in my house.
What about life?
Private property
trumps...
Your
right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I'm sorry. Private property trumps the amendments.
So, okay, so someone can just take your life away on private property.
No.
They have the right to do that. They can just remove that right from you. Your right to life, liberty. But why can they take that? Why can't they take that one away? It's private property.
Well,
why is that one enforceable?
He's getting into a gray area of libertarianism that I don't particularly like, which is, can you shoot kids coming on your front lawn to pick your flowers? You didn't invite them on
No.
They're essentially trespassers, violating your property rights.
No, what I'm doing is I'm proving that I'm right. I'm proving that I'm right in that those rights are not in conflict. Those rights are not in conflict with... In other words, you don't ever lose your rights. You are willfully waiving them. Always. You can always... And if you want to walk onto someone's private property, then you either willfully waive your rights, or your rights come in conflict with their rights.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And certain rights do trump other rights. And one of those rights is property.
While I agree with you that you are willfully waiving your rights while you're going on other people's private property, that is not the same kind of statement as saying that they trump private property.
No,
I agree with you, but I don't
agree
with
you having a hard time. I guess I'm having a hard time explaining it to
you,
because I do agree with him. Because there's a hierarchy to rights.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason why the Bill of Rights was written in a particular order.
The reason was to protect us from an overreaching government.
No, the order of the rights itself. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Well, you'll have to tell me about it in a moment. 800-259-5791. Man, what, you're just kind of absorbing all this. Am I being a little dense here?
No.
Because I don't like the word Trump. We'll talk about this more. 800-259-5791. This is your show, and your calls will trump us talking about this if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Carfenic Minute. In the 19th century, gas engines were the buzz. In the 20th, airbags took front and center. So which automotive invention could top the list in century number 21? Hang around for a wheelie, wheelie great idea when I come back. Bobby Lykos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Fred Flintstone thought the wheel idea was written in stone.
but he spoke too soon.
Introducing the Osmos Wheel, a hubless orbit consisting of a single outer ring. Gone are the center spokes and constraints of conventional mid-wheel configurations. This new wheel design incorporates a tire rod interface, improving handling, decreasing structural stress, reducing wear, and boosting braking efficiency. Add a futuristic look to the list and a 2010 product rollout, and what was old is very new again. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel, George Jetson style. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us on the phones, join us via email, join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on our website. In fact, we actually have our youngest ever Shriner now on the site. I believe she is all of 1.5 years old.
She's a cutie.
14 months, something like that. And she was sent in, obviously, by her parents. And every time we have a submission for the Shrine of Female Listeners, it has to be a validated submission, which means in the picture or in the photograph that you're sending in, there's the lady who is sending it in is holding a sign that references the show. Well, in this case, there's a 14-month-year-old baby, a 14-month-old baby that is holding a Free Talk Live sign. And her parents say that your voice, man, which puts her to sleep every single night.
Yeah, that happens with lots of women listening to me. Just goes right off.
So you can go take a look at her, or you can take a look at our other new Shriner, who is just something worth looking at. You should take a look at Michelle at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest, though we do enjoy, you know, when it does look nice. We do enjoy that. We're guys. What can we say?
I think Kira is a very cute baby.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We're talking about rights and the amendments, the Bill of Rights, and we had an email.
Okay, let me see if I can explain this better now. We kind of.
Well, let me recap what James says, and then you can kind of translate it here, because I don't like the way it's written here. He says, I think Amendments 1 through 10 in the Bill of Rights trumps any rules you make on your property.
Now, what I'm saying is I agree with this statement. However, I think what you're doing when you go into someone's private property is that you are making an agreement with that person to not exercise your rights in order to gain access to that property. Now, if you were to make the decision to exercise your rights on their property, then they would be able to exercise their right to protect their property.
Okay.
No one's rights are being lost, but you make an agreement to not exercise them in order to gain access to a particular person's property. That's where the agreements come in.
That I certainly agree with.
And I see what he's saying, and I think that definitely needs to be fleshed out better, and that he needs to keep in mind that particular term, that when you go onto someone's private property, you make an agreement to not exercise your rights. Because otherwise, someone could just say, no, you bring a gun on my property, I'm going to shoot you.
Sure, and that's one of the reasons why you, in a theater, for instance, you're not supposed to yell fire, because that's one of the rules that you agree to by going up and buying that movie ticket, that you won't be out of line, that you won't be noisy, that you won't be a punk, basically.
Now, I don't know if you have the right to just shoot somebody who happens to have a gun on your property.
Well, if you feel that you're defending your property.
You have to give a warning, I think, first.
If you tell them to get off your property...
I don't mean from a legal standpoint, I mean from a moral standpoint.
What if you tell someone to get off your property and they won't leave?
You can shoot them.
You can shoot them.
I personally would call the law.
What if they're deaf?
I mean, come on. You're making it clear. I mean, okay, you're going through the process of making it clear to someone that you are ejecting them from your property.
Well, plus, the more the more you homestead your property, the more private it'll become. I mean, if you really are serious about not having people on your property, you should put up a fence. Because then that deaf man had to climb a fence to get onto your property.
Even if you invite someone onto your property and they've come onto your property and you're talking to them, and then you tell them to leave and they don't want to leave, tough.
That's right. Well, then you can tell them, if you don't leave, I'm going to shoot you. And if they don't leave, then you can shoot them. Wouldn't you agree with that, man?
I would think that it would take quite some time before I'd get to the shooting stage. But
I would. Yeah, I agree.
Well, we're all reasonable people.
Days.
What, you let somebody sit on your property for several days?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel threatened by anyone who wants to stay on my property. Who,
what if
after I ask them to leave, they don't leave? That person becomes an immediate threat. Anybody who's crazy enough to say, no, I'm not leaving, I'm sitting right here, that person's a little wacky, out of their mind, and probably needs to be taken care of like a bad habit.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, that's my property and my opinion.
Yes, it is.
It is. And you would have your ability to let Crazy McGee sit on your property. I'm not leaving.
If some naked guy is sitting on my front lawn,
I'm going to order a pizza.
Fine. Goodbye. Clunk. I'll close the door and go away.
And then he might break into your house while you're sleeping at night.
I
doubt
he's
that. Crazy.
Seriously.
All right. Let's go to the phones. To Joe in Boston. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson.
And
Joe.
You have to do what...
Whoa, Joe.
What you have to do is clickety-click.
There.
Wait.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hit my button.
That's okay.
What you have to do, reasonable people act reasonable, call the police. The only time you shoot him is when there's no other way out and he's going to harm you. That's
right.
You know, that's a lot of people with guns. They see how these people are with guns. They just want to shoot people and blow people away, and that's not true. I mean, you do theoretically have the right to do it, but that's... You would be in a lot of trouble because he hasn't done anything to you. He just won't leave. It's just like, you know, something like that. Like, now this other thing, this property rights, I have mixed feelings about that. You're right in a way, but they have to come to a common ground. I mean, theoretically, you know, it's like in the Patriot Radio community. I don't know whether you read the what's that Wing TV? There's bickering and fighting amongst the Patriot networks. These two networks.
GCN and RBN?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't have any idea.
The fighting is going on between Stat Miller and Shank, because Shank had a guest on Stat Miller.
Nobody even knows who you're talking about.
I don't know anything about that.
And nobody really even cares.
Go up and you read it, you'll find it enthusiasm. But this is just pits people apart, and we're never going to get anything done. And one of the things in the articles is, if people keep fighting like this, the government wants this to happen, and it'll eventually close them down. People should work together. This is why I am not involved with the Patriot community.
Well, I don't know that people are fighting. We're discussing. What comes first? You know,
he's
your rights,
about,
your property rights.
He's not talking about here on Free Talk Live. He's talking
about.
Let me see if I can try to recap this as I understand it, and I have a very bare understanding of it. GCN
Manwich, right? You're Manwich.
No, this is Ian. GCN is our network, right? They syndicate our show. Well, apparently there was somebody who was involved with GCN many years ago who, you know, I don't know, got offended at something and went out and started his own competing network.
And he said his network was stolen originally, and it was stolen.
I don't even care what all the details are. But Joe is pointing out is that all these people are people who are going in the same direction, allegedly, but they're having all this infighting.
Mm-hmm.
And this infighting happens in all kinds of areas. I mean, the Libertarian Party, gosh, go to one of their meetings and look at all the infighting there. Look at all the disagreement.
See, the point
there.
I'm bringing, this guy had a Nazi on as a guest. You may not like him or you may disagree, but Stat Miller didn't like it, and he fired him. And he said he doesn't like to stir the pot. Well, you have to stir the pot and hear all sides. The discussion is open.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's his network. He can fire whoever he wants to.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Property
then,
rights right there.
And don't say the truth if you can handle it. Don't say Free Radio America because you're giving false impressions. I agree with you to a point on property.
Well, you know, this is Free Talk Live, and we'll let you talk about almost anything. But if you come on the air with F and S and F that,
Then
you're out.
Yeah,
see you later. You don't have your freedom anymore because we just terminated it.
I think, though, we're not going to keep on anybody who's like a blatant racist for any amount of time either, though. I mean, there are certain things that we're not going to allow. It's still private property. We might discuss the idea loosely, but if someone gets on and just starts spewing hate, for example.
Well, that's what Peter Shank was doing. He was just interviewing him. If you go listen to the archives, they were excellent.
We won't.
Okay, but they're excellent. Just a good interview. Now, I wanted to mention about property rights, and you mentioned your, what do you mention up there? You have 6 months of archives available?
Yeah, right. 7 months. Mm-hmm. FreeTalkLive.com.
We can't download them in BitTorrent, so I wish you guys could have them in MP3s.
You know what? That takes up a lot of bandwidth that we, you know, we don't quite have at the moment. But
well, BitTorrent doesn't.
You can get the last... but putting them all as MP3s would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so at the moment, that's not an option, but you never know what's going to happen in the future, Joe.
Wait, yeah, can I talk about the property rights? Or...
You know what? We're out of time. Call us back some other time, though, man. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll free. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there. Last 7 months worth of the show, and it's not too difficult to get your hands on those 7 months. We got the last 6 days easy, one-click downloads. The seven-month part takes a little bit more effort, and I know, Johnson, you wanted to get into some of the technical. If you can, like, summarize.
Just real briefly, I just wanted to talk about BitTorrent. I think that you know, a lot of people should really consider BitTorrent. What it does is it allows smaller sites to decentralize their bandwidth. You know,
no, we're not a small site. I mean, we've got a lot of bandwidth.
But we're not. But because we put out so much, so many files...
Right.
It still can be taxing.
We don't really have
any problems. I mean, a lot of these other podcasts out there have a lot of problems. You know,
we're serving 500 gigabytes of MP3s alone every month.
But we also have a really fast server, and you know, we're some of these. You know, if you go and you go to these podcasts, they try and you try and download them, they just eke along.
Oh yeah,
very slow downloads. Well, the you know, one of the things is for some of our older shows, we put them up on BitTorrent, because what that does is that if you download a file and you have a BitTorrent client, you also then have the option of helping us by offering a little bit of your bandwidth.
Right.
And so lots of people download these files, and it's just, it's a very beneficial thing, because if you get this BitTorrent client, you leave it running, you can help out the shows that you like by giving them a little portion of your bandwidth, which allows other people to download the same shows that you like.
It's a new, neat little twist on the peer-to-peer file sharing idea.
So, I mean, if you go and you go to Google or whatever and you look up, I mean, there are lots of different clients. There's, like, the regular BitTorrent client, if you look up BitTorrent, but also there's,
Azurius. We've got a suggested client. And
what's the one that you suggested?
Azurius,
yeah, I like Azurius,
too. If you're having trouble,
Blue Ferrari,
there's a link right there. You click on the link, post your troubles on our bulletin board system, and we'll help you get what you need to do. Mouch?
Nothing.
Oh, you kept raising your finger like you had a comment.
No.
Alrighty then. With that, we go to the phones to James in Nevada. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, James?
All right.
Oh, not much. I just called in because I am the one that wrote the email you've been discussing.
Oh, great. About the rights.
About the rights, yes.
Okay.
Ah.
And did you have comments?
Yes, I did. I heard everything. And I actually wanted to say that I probably needed to articulate my email a little better. Trumped was a strong word.
Yes.
Did you feel like I covered what you had to say fairly well? Or?
I think so. I think I agree with you completely. But I guess I should have the concentration in the email. What I'm actually concerned about is just I'm a libertarian, but I lean more towards the kind of anarchist aspect of it. You know,
okay.
No government. But I guess what I'm concerned about with the free market is the potential that certain groups of people with the money, if they bought up all the property, could essentially render everyone's rights useless unless you're on your own property. In other words, you have all your rights if you're in your home, but everywhere else you go, you might not have those.
Okay. And We actually had somebody call in about this issue, this whole buying up the property issue, and it sounds scary on its face, but now think about this. The original concern was that the KKK, the white supremacists would all move into one area, and then they'd buy a strip of land that went all the way down the entire country, right? So that they could, protect the entire half of one country from black people coming across it. And it was just so asinine on its face, but it's similar to what you're saying. The reason why the white supremacists, even if they were filthy, filthy rich, wouldn't be able to buy up that land is because as they got closer and closer, as they went down through the states and kept buying up more and more of that land, the people in that final state would realize that the white supremacists are coming to buy up their land and that it's in high demand. I mean, this land is land that's going to sell for top dollar, because if they buy that last 2 miles of the last 2 miles of America to where they could totally complete their great wall of supremacism or whatever, that last 2 miles is going to be
so
bid on.
Valuable.
Yeah, it's going to be bid on like crazy.
Imagine the toll booth you could put up there.
Yeah.
Right, and it would become like a metropolis, and people would move in there, and then there would be people who would be against these white supremacists would move in droves to that area.
It's just impossible. I mean, it's economically impossible for somebody to do what it is that you're suggesting.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, and I would agree. I guess it's just more,
And even if it did happen, would you really want to live there anymore? Go away.
That's
go
true.
Move somewhere. Go move somewhere where people love liberty. Forget living with all the white supremacists and all the socialists.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you're right, and like I said, I think overall what was said on the program already basically summed up what I
heard. Good call, James. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Gene.
Thought I'd tell you I'm on another trip to China. You want me to look for anything while I'm over there?
Wow, you can't get enough of that place. Twice in 1 year.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of this trip?
You're not becoming Gene the Christian Socialist, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, here's what you can do.
Most of the Chinese are socialists, to tell you this.
Right, that's what I'm suggesting. Is that,
Gene,
you've got to be careful.
Last time you were there, you gave us a little report on the internet cafes and how many websites you could access. And since you've been, we've heard reports about China kind of cracking down on, I guess, certain types of websites. Maybe you could just go into an internet cafe and see what you can access, see what's blocked, if anything.
I'll have access to my wife's parents' DSL connection.
Okay.
So I'm sure that whatever restrictions they're trying to put up would certainly be on that DSL, but I'll try and surf Free Talk Live, all the Patriot websites.
Yeah. They'll look for, you know, so Google for libertarianism or something like that, and see what comes up. Google anarchy. See
you
what,
need to get our.
Comes up.
You need to get a Free Talk Live flyer and.
I'm gonna
print it out and post it around.
Gonna be there the same day George Bush is gonna be there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool, man. Check in with us. Let us
fire some military bases.
Let us know what's going on. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. Nick is on the line. He wants to talk about killing people. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain. You can still sneak your call in 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you. The bulletin board system is there, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streams, lots of archives, all of it's free. We're asking for your support, though, via the AMP program. Over 120 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And that means what, Manwich?
It means they help us with our advertising. Advertising to new listeners, advertising to program directors.
Because we're just a little show.
Yep.
You know, just a little show. We don't actually get paid to do it at this point. So we need to promote our show amongst the industry, the radio industry, as much as possible. But that costs money. And so that's where you come in. $3 a month, you can amplify the show, and it's totally voluntary. If you don't have $3 a month, don't worry. Keep listening to the show for free. Keep accessing all the stuff on the website for free. But if you can't afford it, it's a big help to us because we're already putting it towards half-page ads for the show and industry publications. We've got our industry pimp out there pushing the show for us. I mean, there's some really cool stuff, and we actually show you exactly where we're spending the money at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's some long-term benefits that everybody's going to get from the AMP program. When we reach 50% of our goal, we'll cut back 2 minutes an hour of commercials. When we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes an hour off. So that's a total 25% commercial time reduction just because you contributed $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We're literally kind of bypassing the old model of radio. Mm-hmm. You know, the old model is to find a bunch of advertisers and get them to give you money and then, you know, cross your fingers and hope that enough listeners go to the advertisers so the advertisers keep giving you money. Well, let's just go straight to the listeners.
But the listeners have to pay the advertisers' costs, too, and right. make enough profit that it makes sense for them to advertise in the show. In this case, no, you just make it straight away.
Exactly.
It's like wholesale selling of the of the commercials to the client.
Amp.freetalklive.com lets you become an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com to Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Manwich kind of brought this up, but I wanted to elaborate on a little bit more. You were talking about how if someone was on your property, and if we go with Johnson's theory on the interpretation of the Bill of Rights, that you can just freely shoot the person. Where else do you think?
I don't actually believe that until the person becomes a threat.
Okay, what would qualify a threat?
What would qualify a threat? Now, I think where the long run of things is going to be that if someone's crazy enough to stay on your property, you're going to try and physically remove them from your property. Either that or you're going to use law enforcement, which, you know, I don't necessarily agree with. I would attempt to get a person off my property just through force, whatever, throw them off, I mean, mm-hmm. at that point. Because they're on your property. I wouldn't, you know, just shoot someone.
Well, they become a threat at the point at which they refuse to obey what it is you want them to do. If Manwich sets up a tent on my front lawn, and I go up and say, excuse me, this is my front lawn, and I didn't give you permission to be here, would you please leave? At the point at which he says no, he has become a threat to my right to do with my property as I please.
But as far as the court of law is concerned, you know, that person has just gotten into a very shaky area because... as far as that goes, they are they're refusing to follow your orders on your property, and if you're trying to get them to leave and they don't leave and you're, you know, like pushing them off your property or whatever and they, you know, resist you pushing them off
your
property,
that's a bigger threat.
Then they really become a threat.
Let Nick make this point real quick.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Nick, thoughts?
I was just wondering what you, for the elaboration on that, what if the person was, say, drunk or mentally handicapped or anything along those lines?
Great question. I don't know if we're here
to carry him off your property.
Yeah, I don't know if we have much time to really delve into it. Call us again, and we'll flesh it out a little bit more. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a